produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from
Has he ever covered
rain.
You? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. This is your Awesomely Amazing hostess, Jazara, and if no one has told you today, you are awesomely amazing. And so this evening, we have an awesomely amazing guest, William McCraney. So I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So I know that you are an entrepreneur, and you have a clothing line, Bae, B-A-E. So I just want you to share with our listeners, like, how did you decide that you wanted to become an entrepreneur, that you wanted to get into clothing?
Oh, wow. Well, I've been pretty much been an entrepreneur all my life. I guess it started when I was in the seventh grade. But to make the, you know, to answer your question and make it short, what it was that I started doing photography, and then in photography I realized that, you know, I was multi-talented because of my ability to do art, that I was able to do other things that had to deal with art as well, and one was designing. So I started designing clothes, basically T-shirts. I started out doing T-shirts, for like a couple of basketball teams, you know, just putting their faces and you know, just action shots on the T-shirts so their moms could purchase. That went out
That's
pretty
awesome.
Well. So,
wow.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Not to interrupt you, but for the basketball teams, were these high school basketball teams, college?
They was high school basketball teams.
And so when you said you would put the player's face on the jersey?
Yes, like, they face. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay, basically action shot, I will put that on their jersey, and then I will put other text on there. Something similar to the parents' name, maybe if the parents have purchasing the shirt, their name, their son name, and then the number of their jersey. And so their parents can, you know, kind of represent their child while they're playing basketball at the game.
That's super cool. Wow. Wow, that's really cool. So are you still doing that? And, like, if somebody is listening right now, could they reach out to you and get that purchase for their athlete?
Actually, yes, they can reach out to me. Right now, I'm not doing it now because of the pandemic, what's going on now. So, really, the high school kids now, they're not really participating in any sports. So, the only thing now that the photos I have now are, you know, a couple of years ago. The scenes are a couple of years ago, so they've gone off to college and everything like that. So
that's cool. Okay.
Mhm. Well, to get back to what I was doing, one day I designed a shirt for somebody. I didn't know how it was going to go, so I said, "All right, then we'll just go ahead and put it up there." You know, if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. So I designed this shirt, and I put it on Facebook, and it just took off. I could not believe it. Everybody was saying this is something, you know, that was unreal. So it was surprising. So I said, well, let me keep doing that then, because it was working, and people were starting to purchase, you know, shirts. And I was getting a lot of inquiries. Some people did, some people didn't.
Was this first design that you just kind of said, let me see what it's going to be?
Okay, it was actually a basketball court that I placed on a shirt. And the way I placed it on at an angle and then widened it out. So it gave like a graphic type of effect. And the gentleman, I put an image, an action image of him on there too as well. So it kicked off really well. A lot of people were saying this is something like Polo Wood Design or Ralph Lauren or stuff. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I got the eye to do this too.
That is awesome. So where do you think your inspiration for creativity comes? Like, do you have to be in a certain mood, or like something just hits you and you roll with it? How do you get your inspiration?
Okay, for designing, it's something that's in me. It's, you know, it's in me. It's what God had gave me, God wanted me to do. And it just comes out. You know, I can't explain it. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I pretty much.
Gift.
Yeah, it's a gift, you know. So,
Okay.
But
so
about.
Go ahead.
I was just going to get back to about, you know, how Babe was created and how I started it.
I was going to ask you.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Well, how I started that was I started designing a whole lot of different T-shirts. I kind of realized that I was all over the place. And what I was doing was I was trying to follow a trend, you know, the holidays, because what it is that you want to try to design the shirt or put something together that somebody would purchase, but it got to be in what's trending now. And And sales wasn't going too good when I was doing that. So I just said, okay, well, you're all over the place. You got to come up with a brand. And so I did some research on, you know, different words, what's the most popular words that was used in 2020 and 2019. And babe was one of the words that was used. So I said, okay, then that's good. So I did some more research, and I looked up what the trademarks and copyrights. There was no trademark, and there was no copyright. So I said, okay, I can use it. But as I was scrolling on the internet, and then I seen that it was two more acronyms of BABE, and one was Best Aunt Ever, and another one was Black and Educated. So then I realized I had to separate myself from those two acronyms. So that's how I came with Bold and Elegant.
I like
Bold,
that.
Oh, thank you. Bold came from a trend. What's going on now with the trend, the clothing trend, is very bright clothes. I mean, the clothes are very bright. They loud colors. So I said, okay, then I use Bold. And then the way Elegant came about is I want to describe, you know, a elegant woman, a woman that knows who she are, and that clothing line will represent that type of person.
I like that.
Thank you.
Now, I know that within your brand, you have the shirts, you have dresses, I like the shoes. You have a variety of things in the BABE brand, even the mask I've seen recently. So which item, and this is probably a bad question insofar as it's going to make you have to choose, but which item do you, in your brand, like, you like, okay, this is what I just really, really ultimately feel. Do you have a favorite item within your brand?
Well, I've done so many different things in the brand. It's kind of hard to pick.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would go with one, it would have to be the V-neck T-shirts. I really like that because they are more like a fitted type and contour look. And I can do different things with text writing to kind of bring that out, bring that style out.
Awesome. And let's see. Who's been your biggest demographic? Like, what age group, or is there an age group that tends to follow your brand?
Well, right now, I would say between, and it's really wide.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably between 30 and 56 or 57. I know you were looking at something that was more narrow, but from where I started from, because I was making T-shirts from that, a lot of my customers from, from other things like my photography and me taking photos at the school of the kid, they came over to, you know, they came over to liking my clothing, a brand. So
isn't
that's
that
where
awesome?
I'm getting.
Huh? I said, isn't that awesome when you have customers that will just follow and like other things that you do? They don't just get pigeonholed into one thing.
Yes, I do. I do like that. The thing that I do have to say about it is the person. You know, they really, I learned this a long time ago because I used to be a sales manager. Customers will follow a person if they're honest and they're truthful and they stand by their word, no matter what business they go to, because it's all about trust. Can I trust this person? If I, purchase something from this person, Are they trustworthy? Are they going to tell me everything about it? Are they just going to lead me on? So that's what's real. That's what a brand is for. That's what a brand is. They're following that person because what that person represents. I don't know if you can understand what I'm talking about.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. I know I'm a little nervous because this is my first interview. So.
Don't be nervous. Oh, my gosh. Don't be nervous. Like, I have no, like, we're totally unscripted. I have no questions set out to ask you because I like for our interviews to be just a natural feel. Like, whatever comes out, that's how it is. So don't be nervous.
Oh. Okay. I won't be then.
Awesome. Photography. Let's talk about that. Like, how did you get into photography?
Oh, wow. Well, I always wanted, before the photography part, I was doing portraits. So I was,
really?
You know, draw,
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes. I would draw faces and, you know, just different things. But doing that, trying to be in business of doing that, it's a long process because some artwork might take you an hour to 2 hours, or, you know, depending on what skill level you're at, it can take you a while, and then it's not really profitable. So I said to myself, well, what I do is I know if I pick up a camera and I start taking photos, that's instant. You know, those photos are instant, you know. And then with my knowledge of drawing and my knowledge of art, I'm just able to take that art knowledge and then place it into the photography, use that as a tool for my photography, dealing with the rule of thirds, dealing with negative space. What I'm talking about is when a person draws. See, when they draw, they draw in a picture. They're showing you what they want you to see. So I was able to do that with the camera because of those techniques that I was using as an artist.
Wow. That's awesome. And so when you draw, like, do you still draw now? I know, you know, you said you kind of evolved into other things, but do you still draw?
No, I don't draw anymore.
Okay.
I haven't drew in a while now. So, no, I haven't. I haven't drew in a while now.
When you were drawing, were there certain things that you kind of gravitated to? Like my daughter, she draws, but there are only certain things she likes to draw. And then there are certain things where she's like, I could, but I guess it's not her passion. So she doesn't go into that. Like, I think she's really good with drawing people and things like that. But, like, if I wanted her to draw animals and other objects, she kind of like, I don't really want to.
Yeah, it was the same for me. People, faces, action, you know, anything that has to do with sports, I can pretty much, you know, draw those type of photos and then faces too as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Like, I have no artistic skill like that. I do writing, but as far as, like, I remember I was teaching something. I think I was teaching math and trying to show them how to calculate something. And I was trying to draw a cube, and it just went. It was horrible. And I'm like, the kids were like, no. And then when I thought about it later on, because, like, I'm wasting all this time trying to draw this cube on the board, I'm like, I could have just went to Google and pulled it up on the smart board and not wasted that time and then had my little feelings crushed. They're like, no, that's not what you do. So, like, I always appreciate people who have that artistic skill.
Well, it's something that they are born with. I mean, you can learn how to draw because there's a lot of different books out there and there's a lot of different techniques you can use. But unless if it's not in you, and then it's going to be harder for you to do it. It's just going to be difficult.
And that's probably what it is for me. That's, mm-hmm. like you said, it's not in me. And so, you know, and I think people have to be honest enough sometimes to say, hey, that's not my lane. I don't drive well in that lane. I shouldn't even be in that lane.
Absolutely.
Right.
And if you want to go off into the area, you should hire somebody to do that part. You know, if you have a vision in something different and you know that your skill set is not that, and then hire somebody or get somebody to do that, what your vision is. So you don't always have to take on the whole project by yourself. You can get help from help somebody to help you that knows that one thing.
Right. And I'm glad you said that. You're so right. That's why people specialize in certain things, because they are really awesome in that area. And so definitely. What would you have coming up for the fall in the Bayline? Any surprises for your clientele?
Well, I'm looking at different hoodies. I'm on... try to get connected to another warehouse that provides bomber jackets and ski jackets and do embroidered type artwork on those on a different merchandise.
Oh, that's gonna be sweet! Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What would be something that people might be shocked to know about you?
Surprised to know about me? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Yes. Like, what would be something that people might be surprised to know about you?
Oh, wow. I drive a truck. I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Like, you drive across the country?
Oh, no. Right now, I'm pretty much local around
okay.
this area. I did at one point, didn't like it. I'm a
okay.
people person. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like, what was the most furthest place you've driven?
From California to New York.
Whoa. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a long 2 days.
2 days? Wow.
Almost
I know you
days.
Stopped.
Yes, you have to stop. Definitely have to stop.
Okay. Can you let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you? Where can they go to order Bay products? I'm sorry, we should have mentioned this before.
Okay, yes. Actually, my website is www.etsy.com/Bay4Women. And I'm sorry that it's so long. But also through that, they can go into my Facebook page, which is William McCraney. And then they can just inbox me, and then I will be glad to send them the link.
Awesome. Are you on any other social media networks?
Yes, I'm on Pinterest and I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how would they find you on Pinterest and Instagram?
Bay4Women.
Okay. Awesome. Anything you want to leave with our listeners? Anything you want to share with them? Like, time really goes by fast. We're, like, at the end of our show.
Yes, I would like to say if anybody has a dream, they just have to start it. That's the most hardest part of the dream. They just have to start it. And once you start, what ends up happening, things will start falling in place. Because you don't know exactly, I mean, you do have to have some type of plan, but you won't really know exactly how it's going to work out. So getting started is the hardest part of the dream. And everybody have a purpose in life, and that's the most important thing, your purpose in life. You know, God bless us because God wants us to glorify him through the gifts that he gave us. I hope that that answered your question.
That was awesome. I wasn't going to say nothing. I wanted you to keep going. That was really awesome. Just get started.
Just get started.
And I think that's an important point that you bring up. Sometimes, I'll just speak from a personal aspect. Sometimes I overthink things. I overthink something so much, and it's not even that serious. Like, the whole overthinking and the actual doing part is like I wasted too much energy overthinking when I could have given that energy to the action part. So it is very important that you do have a plan, but that you work that plan and you get busy. And I like that you said that it's also important for people to utilize their gift and to glorify God with that gift that everybody's been given. You know, everybody, I believe, has a purpose in life and has a gift. Some of us have gifts with an S, but I believe everybody has a gift, and you have to, you know, tune into that and tap into that and utilize it.
Yeah, because your gift will make room for you.
Amen.
I got to be honest. That's in the Bible. Your gift will always make room for you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, William, we are out of time, but I thank you so much for being here on Awesomely Amazing. Anytime you want to come back and share, if you have new products, new ventures, or whatever, you're more than welcome to come back to Awesomely Amazing. You have been a great guest, and I thank you for your time and for really sharing and motivating our listeners as well as myself. I was really encouraged by what you spoke this evening. Listeners, I want you all to continue to have an awesomely amazing evening and carry it into the weekend. Thank you all so much, and we will talk soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.